理课堂听 class.com。
Given a dangerous task. As the years passed by, Perseus grew into a strong and brave man. He had the blood of Zeus in him and received kind treatment and love from his mother and King Polydectes as well. In the king's mind, Danae became more beautiful each year. Every New Year's festival, his request to marry her became stronger and stronger. Already 18 years had passed, and in only 2 years Danae would have to become his bride. Perseus knew that his mother did not want to marry Polydectes and wanted to protect her from the king. With the goal of his mother's happiness in his mind, Perseus went to see the king and speak with him. "Polydectes, my mother has told me that you have asked her to marry you once again. For 18 years she has refused you. Don't you understand that she is married already to the greatest of gods? Why don't you leave her alone?" "You are acting quite rudely," said Polydectes. "My future marriage to your mother is not your affair." Hearing this, Perseus stood up to his full height and pointed his finger at Polydectes. "If you try to bother my mother at the next New Year's festival, then you will have to deal with me. Unless you kill me first, I will not let you have her as your bride." "You speak of great violence, young man. When I was young, I would never dare speak such terrible words to people older than me. Certainly, I would not speak this way to a man who had raised me with every kindness and acted as my loving father. I understand your mind, young Perseus. You wish to prove that you are a strong man and a brave fighter. Do not start a fight with me. Find a real enemy instead. Kill them to prove that you are now a man." "I have only one enemy on this island," began Perseus, "the man who would force my dear mother to marry him. There are no other terrible monsters for me to fight here." Polydectes pulled out his sword and handed it to Perseus. "Go out into the world and find a great enemy. There are monsters all over the land that need to be killed." Perseus was interested at the king's words. "Name any great monster, and I will bring you their heads." King Polydectes did not have the youth and strength to defeat Perseus, and feared that Perseus would try to stop his wedding. Because of this, he tried to name the most terrible and dangerous monster that he could. "This monster will surely kill Perseus for me," the king thought. "Perseus, if you wish to be known as a great hero, you should kill the monster called Medusa," the king said with an honest face, hiding his terrible thoughts. "You are so strong and brave, I am sure you can kill her without much trouble." "Who is this Medusa, and where can I find her?" Perseus asked. "She lives in the lands north of here," said Polydectes. "Now go and prove that you are a hero."